Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
He is president-elect. Already the world is worried about El Presidente Trump. I don't think it'd be called El Presidente. I think that's his thing. So I love how Mexico's lost its mind trying to figure out exactly what to do. People are fleeing and they're not fleeing. People are trying to come over early. Nobody's quite sure what's going to happen. Look, I don't know what's going to happen. I have a feeling what's going to take place, but I couldn't give you absolute specifics and drop dead dates. Know this, Donald Trump's going to move into the White House on the 20th, 21st of January 2017. And he has 4 years, of which there is going to be turmoil, of which there's going to be strife, of which there's going to be some good times, some bad times, and potentially some great times. These are all things that are going to happen. There's going to be ebbs and flows. The selfishness to us, we really don't care, right? The average person, the individual that is truly an open-minded, individual thinking kind of person who is more in the center. They may lean right or left-ish, but they're more in the center than anybody else. All we want is prosperity. You know, later on this hour, we're going to do what's next. We do it every hour at this hour. And we're also going to talk to the ladies. Diamond and Silk are going to join us tonight. They have been on the Trump train since day one. We're going to talk to them about African-Americans, how they really feel, where is this thing going, because he got 8%, but he didn't get 10%. He didn't get 12%. He didn't get 24%. He only got 8%. And you heard Dave Chappelle in his monologue saying, you know, we're the most disenfranchised. So you know what? You give us a chance, we'll give you a chance. Talk about that. Everybody has got a fear of something. African-Americans, are we going backwards, right? Is this Jim Crow days? You know, LGBT community, which, by the way, he said, look, marriage equality is done. It has been to the Supreme Court. It is law. It is done. It is dusted. It's over. Roe v. Wade, he said if a state challenges it, boom, that's them. But it'll go back to the states. You can move to a different state. How many of them are going to try it? I don't know. A lot of people are worried. But we freak out and we lose our minds. We got to stop doing that. We have to stop doing that. One of the things people have been asking him is about Secretary of State Clinton, the one who many thought as of Tuesday was going to be president of the United States, but isn't, and whether or not he will prosecute. And last night he was on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl.
I don't want to hurt them. They're good people. I don't want to hurt them.
He said that. He left it open as possibly, but the truth is, I think as for me as an American, I want to look at the future. I don't want to look at the past. Let's look at the past, at the mistakes that we've made. Let's rectify those mistakes and make sure we're not doing that again. And then let's move forward. And to me, forward is saying the Clintons had their run, and maybe we'll get Chelsea in 5 or 10 years. But as of right now, it's over, it's done, it's dusted, and let's move forward. And I also think you heard that. He said, look, they're good people. And I don't want to hurt him. To him, it was all business. It was just all business. And that's what you got. All business. I want this to go away. I'm done with it. I think, you know what? And a lot of you out there, no, what about this? What about that? Look, it's over. It's over. Let's move forward, please. Let's move forward. Simple as that. One of the other things he was asked last night, and this is something that we're seeing these protests, and are they wine-ins? Is that better than a protest? Is that more apropos, Phil, being called wine-ins?
Yeah, absolutely
wine-ins? It is. Yeah, so the wine-ins. So we're seeing all these wine-ins and the parade of ridiculousness. But there's also some people out there that are on Trump's side who have been asshats as well. And Trump had words for them.
I am so saddened to hear that, and I say stop it. If it helps, I will say this, and I'll say it right to the camera, stop it.
Stop it. Simple as that. Stop it. People are like, he's got to come out and say, yes, he does. I said, but you know what else? So does President Obama. So does Hillary Clinton. So does Bernie Sanders. So do people on the right, Paul Ryan, everybody. We all have to come out and say enough is enough. Enough with the whine-ins, enough with the screaming, enough with the anti-Semitism and the racism, enough with the beating up the Trump supporters. Enough is enough. It can't just be Trump. Trump's not, let me tell you now, Trump is not going to fix your ills. That is on you. Trump may, he may lay a path for things to be a little bit easier. He may help you out in some ways, the administration, but overall in life, he is not going to fix your ills. What he is going to do is he's going to be president and he's going to run into roadblocks. He's going to run into arguing with his own party. He's going to run into arguing with the other party. He's going to run in at times arguing with both parties at the same time. That's when you should know he's probably right. When both of them are mad at him, you probably, well, we've got to do what he says because this is probably the right thing to do. That's how I know I'm usually right. When I have both people on the left and right telling me how stupid I am, that's usually when I go, yeah, I got that one right. He's going to have issues. He is. But we got to get behind our president. And you know what? For those of you who were completely against Obama, for those of you who wished him failure, this is what you're getting in return. You want them to give him a chance, but you wouldn't give Obama a chance. Step out of your ideologue suit that you have. Step out of the suit and be open-minded and understand where people are coming from. It's as simple as that. Understand where people are coming from. This is the thing that he built his, and people are already saying he's talking about stepping back a little bit, stepping back here, he's stepping back there, he's stepping back here, he's stepping back there. Immigration is where he laid the foundation for this run, was building a wall in immigration. He laid the foundation for this on the wall. Pink Floyd's the wall, well, Donald Trump's the wall. He laid this down, his foundation on this. Everything else came from behind it because once he realized he could go on, he's like, well, better. It's like one of those people where you produce a song and it becomes a hit. And then somebody's like, dude, that song's a hit. You better go produce an album. Well, it was the same thing. The album was the hit. I mean, the album, the wall came from the fact that he talked about the wall. Everybody said, now you got to go do something else. Go get me 10 more songs. But he talked about immigration last night with Leslie.
What we are going to do is get the people that are criminal and have criminal records, gang members, drug dealers. We have a lot of these people, probably 2 million. It could even be 3 million. We're getting them out of our country.
Nothing wrong with that. I have yet to find any. Look, I tweeted this earlier. And when does wanting to support the laws that we have here? When does wanting us to say, look, immigration is great. Illegal immigration isn't. Illegal immigration at the size that this is happening is, again, at some point in time, the boat that we are on is going to become completely, you know, unbalanced and we're going to tip. There's nothing wrong with saying that. It does not make you a racist. It doesn't. It does not make you a racist. And that's what people do. That's how the left has used words to stop people in their track. You're a racist. You're a homophobe. You're this. You're that. It's not. We should want as a country to have secure borders. We should want as a country to have a defined line of where our country is and another country is. We should want that. It's silly that you at this point in time that you can't even talk about that. And look, let's be real. Do you want criminals here from other countries? No. Where do our criminals head to? They try to get to Mexico. Do you think Mexico's like, yeah, we'll take everybody? No. Hell, they got a wall on the other side of their country. It's ridiculous. Now, he did say that there's going to be places where the fence will be okay, but then the rest of it's going to be a wall. I don't. Maybe he should call China. You guys built a big wall, didn't you? How'd that work for you? A lot of people show up to it. All right. Well, you know what? Do you turn it into a tourist attraction? That's a good question right there. That to me is, would you turn it into some sort of tourist attraction?
A revenue stream?
A revenue stream. How awesome would that be? Man, I'm thinking here. I'm telling, and you know, don't put it by Trump to not try to capitalize on it. But do you turn it into a, and it's great too, because he can have towers with guards up there and we'll call them Trump Towers. I would do that though. You should do. I mean, if you think about it, that's not a bad idea. Like build it almost a replica, like the Great Wall of China. And like, how long did this take you? Yeah, it took us 16 months. But you build it like that. Chad, you're just being a jerk. Okay, but I'm getting what you're picking. I'm picking up what you're putting down. This looks like a good idea. I know, right? This looks like a solid plan from Chad Benson. But a revenue stream. Do you? Don't you? I don't know. I think why not? But he wants to build some sort of wall, so we'll see what goes. But if he doesn't, understand this too. The people on the right, the people who voted for him, they're going to expect certain things. They may not get everything they want. They may get a few things. The one thing I'm hoping for of all of the stuff, yes, I want our country to be solid and great again. I think our country is solid and great. I think we've had some tough times, but our tough times pale in comparison to other people's. But the thing I want most out of a Trump presidency, and I said this to somebody the other day, I want truth. I want transparency and truth. If things aren't going the way that he thought, I want him to be honest with the American people. If things are tougher than he thought, I want him to be honest. If he runs into opposition party and his own party over and over again, and they're the ones who make sure that our country is as stagnant it is as when it comes to all of these laws and the way that they do things in Congress. And I want us to know about that. I want transparency and truth. Outside of that, you're still involved in your life. So that means you're in charge of your life. And because of that, you will decide how you go in your life. The government can help and hinder to a certain extent, but by and large, the responsibility falls on you. Speaking of jobs, if you, by you, I mean Chad Benson Show listeners, are looking for the best candidate and you're having trouble finding that candidate, you can post your job in one place, but that's just not going to be enough, especially to find the best candidate. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job on 100-plus sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls. You're a busy person. You're running a business. You've got lots of customers. You don't have time for this. Well, this is what's great about their easy-to-use interface. You're going to quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, for the Chad Benson Show listeners, you can go to ZipRecruiter for free and post your job. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post your job for free. All right, kids. So what's next? On terror. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Every day at this time, or right around here, we do So What's Next. We look at what's next in anything in life. And right now, we're taking an in-depth look at the Trump presidency. So what's next in the fight and war on terror? And there is a war on terror. What is next? Well, currently, right now, we're getting down and dirty, along with several of our allies and the coalition over there, in fighting ISIS and Al-Qaeda in several places. The stronghold that's there has been weakening over time. But that doesn't mean just because we may be able to eradicate a portion of it doesn't mean that they're going away. The truth is, what's next in the world of terrorism is what's been happening for over, 15, 20 years, which is terror is going to spread out more so than anywhere else. Sad but true. I mean, this past week, you know, realize it's been a year. This past weekend, Sting played at the Baclavan Theater, and it has been a year since that horrific night in Paris. Since then, we have seen, well, we've had San Bernardino, which was just horrific. We've had the nightclub shooting. We've had the 4th of July massacre over in, it was at Nice where that was. We've had several other incidents. And, of course, I think this new run of incidents really took place, I think, early last year with Charlie Hebdo. So we've seen horrific things, and there's going to be more. Don't understand this. When it comes to terrorism, we will never eradicate it. It's not. They're cockroaches. We'll never eradicate it. We can mitigate the damage to a certain extent, but we'll never eradicate terrorism. I hate to break the news for it. I do. I hate to break the news to you, but we're not going to eradicate it. We will mitigate the damages, but know this. More attacks will happen. But the chances of you being attacked, slim to none. You probably have more of a chance of dying. If you're in Cedar Rapids, Iowa right now, you probably have more of a chance of being eaten by a shark than you killed by a terrorist. Chad, that's ridiculous. I'm just saying, the numbers are, it's not going to happen. But it doesn't mean things aren't going to happen. It doesn't mean we're not going to get another situation like we saw in Orlando. It doesn't mean we're not going to get another situation at some point in time like we saw in France and the Baclavon theaters. It doesn't mean we're not going to get some of these things, because we will. Because as they start to lose ground, they'll start to filter out. They'll start to get to places. They'll start to spread their ideology through different methods that we haven't even thought of yet. So what's next for terrorism? Terrorism's alive. Is it well? Well, it's never been well. But is it certainly here to stay? I think that's absolutely true. And that's something that we as a nation have to understand, that this is something that is not going anywhere. This is something that is going to continue to be around. And if we got rid of ISIS today, tomorrow morning, there would be a new group that popped up. If we got rid of all of Al-Qaeda today, tomorrow morning, there'd be a new group. It is what it is. Because we're not going to eliminate everybody on earth that subscribes to that religion. It's just not going to happen, because it's not right. It's not what we do. It's not who we are. But we also have to understand that there is a radicalization inside of that religion, and they've allowed it to be hijacked, and the moderate voices and the voices of reason have been shut down, and now through fear, their voices are quieted. And so we'll have to take to the ground at some point in time, and we'll have to take to the air, and we'll have to take to the airwaves and the internet to combat this. That's what's next for terrorism in a Trump world. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text us as well, 323-538-2423. They are hilarious, they are passionate, and they have been on the Trump train since day one. Diamond and Silk will be joining us next. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I think overjoyed would probably not describe how excited these ladies are, but since day one, there were two ladies that led the charge who were the first conductors of the Trump train, and they must be over the moon. Joining us now, the one, the only, Diamond and Silk.
Hey!
Yes.
The whole night I'm watching this, and we did our show for 6 hours tonight. I'm thinking, you know who's got to be just out of their minds right now? Diamond. And where did you guys watch it at?
Well, we were in New York at Donald Trump's Victory Party with the family and friends.
That's right.
So we were right there watching it all go down.
Wow.
And when he gave his victory speech, we were on stage with him. We were just not in camera view, but right. we were on stage with him. So we were there. We were actually there.
How does it feel, ladies? Look, he only got, 8% of the African-American vote. Oddly enough, he got 27% of the Latino vote. You guys played a huge portion, though, in really getting the word out, and it was amazing. How do you guys feel about being a part of something that I said earlier? We'll have a female president one day. We may have two or three in my lifetime, but we may never have somebody like this who literally had zero political experience and is now president of the United States. How do you guys feel about being a part of history?
I feel amazing. I can't believe that. You know, your hard work pay off, and if you have faith and stay persistent, I tell you, things will start to happen.
That's right.
And it happened. He's the 45th president of the United States.
We saw it, we felt it, we believed it, we did not waver, and we did not back down.
That's right.
And he's the 45th president of the United States
today. Yes, he is.
Talking to Diamond and Silk here, the conductors of the Trump train since day one. Okay, ladies, so you guys were there that night. You're starting to see everything roll on in. At what point in time did the buzz, you know, turn from, you know, some nervous feelings to all of a sudden, look, this is going to happen? When did that happen? What time?
Probably, I think after he won North Carolina. When it was some, it was one of those states he won where she had no path. Okay, he got this.
Yeah.
He got this. And we couldn't believe that they wouldn't call Pennsylvania.
Right.
We knew he had Pennsylvania and they wouldn't call it. And then she came, and then Podesta came out and wouldn't concede.
Right.
And then finally it turned to what, 274?
274.
And then the crowd started screaming. And then, bam, Donald Trump was coming out on stage saying that Hillary Clinton called him and congratulated him.
Which was, it just has to be, you know, I mean, look, I mean, being a billionaire and being all of these things, but you're president, you know, you're one of 45 people in history now that have held this position. It's just got to be crazy. Did you guys steal a little time with him that evening?
Well, I don't want to, listen, I don't like to talk about our intimate moments with our man, Donald J. Trump. But let me tell you, he did thank us.
Yes.
And we were able to walk. Listen, whenever he got off, whenever he walked off stage, everybody was right behind him. We all worked the rope line. We followed him all the way out the door.
Yes.
So, yeah, we had our little moment with him. And I'm just excited to be part of this whole experience.
Yes.
And I'm just happy to be on the Trump train,
That's
baby.
Right. And it feels good to win.
And this is what winning looked like.
That's right.
Talking to Diamond and Silk here. Okay, so now as everybody says, now the real work begins because we've got to start doing some stuff. We've got to start turning this country into the country that he thinks it is and he thinks it should be. We've got to, you know, if he wants to do this, there's some paths to some victory when it comes to the individual and collectively. And he thinks he's got the roadmap to that. What's the first thing if you're Donald, you'd be. To me, I would be economy number one. What's the first thing you think he's going to take on?
Well, the first thing is about the Obamacare. If we can't add any type of mandate to that where people are not paying these high costs, then we're going to have to repeal that and replace that because I think it's unfair that the middle class have to pay all of these high fees and then they have to pay money to help the people that's not paying for this medical care.
So it's time to be restructured.
So it's time for this Obamacare to be restructured. Either he can repeal it or replace it or keep in some of the mandates, but make it affordable for everybody not just for a few.
That's
the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we want to start talking about our economy. Renegotiating these trade deals.
That's right.
Where we keep more of our jobs here, especially our good jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could talk about that wall.
Yes.
And then these tax breaks. Making sure we do get that 15%.
That's right.
And corporations, as a business, they get their 15%.
That's
so
right.
That I love.
Yes.
Talking to Diamond and Silk here as we talk and revel in the excitement that is the victory of Donald Trump last Tuesday night to become the 45th president of the United States. You talk about, Obamacare, and he has already, I don't want to say softened, but this is the way I look at Donald Trump. He's very pragmatic. I think he's very real, but I think he's very shrewd, and I don't think people really get that. Because he is this larger-than-life character, we can sometimes see past some of, because there's so much madness around him and craziness that we sometimes see past the fact that he is a bright guy. I think he's going to be a lot more shrewd in a lot of these business doings. And I think he's going to look, you know, people already said, wait a minute. He's starting to back away from some of the Obamacare stuff. Some of that stuff in there is good. We should keep some of it, but we definitely need to fix it.
Right. And that's what negotiating is.
That's right.
Negotiating is not about get everything your way, but coming to a middle ground where everybody walked out of the deal with everything, with something that they want.
Uh-huh.
And the we were humbled by the fact that him and the current president could sit down and have a conversation.
That's right.
So here's the deal. If some things in that Obamacare is good, okay.
Right.
But fix that Obamacare where it's working for all. And if it's not, repeal it and replace it.
And people got to realize all it is a pathway to negotiation. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And you know what? I think he's going to do a lot of stuff that's going to surprise a lot of people. And one of the things I told, I don't know if he's going to be the great president. I don't know if he's going to be a horrible president because I can't see into the future. And you're also dealing with other people like everything else. You're a quarterback. You lose 38 to 30. You did your job. You just don't play defense. There's going to be a lot of different moving parts that he's going to be associated with. But the thing I most want out of the, out of him, out of everything, is I want truth and transparency, because I think the, he is the one that can peel back the curtain so we can really get aside inside of Washington and take a peek where it's always been kind of a mystery and we've always made it up in our mind. Well, that's the way they do it. That's what I really want from him.
That's right. And Diamond is still predicting that he's going to be the best president ever.
That's right. Just like we predicted he was going to be the 45th president, we predict that he is going to be the best president ever.
That's right.
It's time for people to give him a chance.
Yes.
He is not backing away at what he said. This is about negotiating, okay?
That's right.
If it is, because guess what? He's not just his supporters president. He's every American president. Remember
right.
that. Now, even those protesters that's in the street, he's their president too. Okay, so how can we come to a middle ground?
That's right.
You know, you talk about that, ladies, and obviously this past, I mean, since night one, protesters hit the street in Berkeley and a couple other places, and then it's been kind of a barrage nonstop every night. You know, several cities doing it every night, some cities coming on board a little bit later. What do you say to those protesters? I sent something out tonight. I said, hashtag give him a chance, because I think you have to give him a chance. And let's be honest. A lot of people on the right felt the same way about President Obama. They took about it in a different way. But there was a lot of people out there that didn't want to give him a chance. We need to give him a chance. Just like I said, we needed to give President Obama a chance, because it's not fair to decide somebody's presidency before it's ever begun.
Right.
That's right.
I say to the protesters, when fear comes knocking, answer the door with faith.
That's right.
Give Donald Trump a chance, because he is going to be your president too, and he is going to work for you
That's
too.
Right.
Give him a chance
Give him
is
a
what
chance.
I said.
Most important thing, ladies, what's the singular most important thing that you think he's got to accomplish to really make his presidency a massive success?
Well, you know, I just think he need to be the best president ever.
Mm-hmm.
Do what's best for the American people.
Yes.
It's not one specific thing. You know, he did the New Deal for African Americans,
mm-hmm.
for Black Americans, which
mm-hmm.
is wonderful. Go back in and rebuild and restructure some of these inner cities.
That's right.
If he do if he touch on everything that
everything,
he said,
yes.
he's going to be the greatest president ever. I believe he can do it. He beat out 16 people in the primaries.
Mm-hmm.
He swapped out one in the general election.
Yes.
He's the 45th president of the United States. And he's going to be the best president
That's
we've
right.
ever seen.
That's right.
Speaking of African Americans, obviously, there's a lot of fear out there. Again, it's always the fear of the unknown. And that's why I tell everybody, fear is the greatest psychological thing in the world, if you actually think about it. What's the one thing we all fear? We fear death. Why? Because we don't know what's going to happen after that. So
mm-hmm.
fear of the unknown, and that's what's out there. A lot of African Americans are afraid of Donald and what he may do, even though he is, you know, I mean... Because they just, you know, it's easy to call him a racist, a homophobe, anti-Semite, all these kind of things. How do you think he's going to be taken to the community? Because the way I look at it is, if he brings jobs in and he gets people from unemployed to employed, I don't mm-hmm. think they'll give a rat's ass.
Absolutely. And you know what? I want to say this here. It is time for these radio talk show hosts, these Black ones, to stop stoking racism and fear into Black people.
That's right.
They don't have anything to fear. Donald Trump didn't know two Black women, Diamond and Silk, from Adam.
That's right.
He took and brought us two Black women on his stage,
mm-hmm.
stepped back and gave us his microphone.
That's right.
That should speak volumes. That should let you know this man is for Americans and for Americans being success.
That's right.
That's what he's for.
Well, you guys did it. You guys started with him. You got on the Trump train early. You backed him all the way. You never wavered in anything. You stood by him side by side on stage and many a night. And you know what? I think congratulations goes to you guys as well, because I think you guys had a part to play in this. And I think everybody who was on that campaign had some part, whether it be Corey Lewandowski a long time ago, all the way up to you two. You guys did some of that. And congratulations and well done. And let's see what the future holds.
All right, baby. Thank you so much. And listen, thank you for having us. And that's everybody. Give Donald Trump a chance.
Oh, we're gonna do everything we can to give him a chance. We appreciate it, ladies. You guys have
Thank
a great night.
Happens.
I just, you know what? Again, and I got people who posted stuff today. When I said, look, they're coming on the show today, I got people who posted stuff today about, you know, where's the master and stuff like. And I just sit there and I shake my head, because look, you don't like their ideology. You don't like the fact that they've turned from the Democratic way of life and looked at the Republicans and an alternative, and your first thing to do is to insult them like that. That is not the way we open our minds. That is not the way we do things. That is look, I understand frustration, but let's get over it and give him a chance. And you know what? I damn the same people who didn't want to give Obama a chance. And it's the same thing here. If you're not going to give him a chance, it doesn't matter what he does at this point in time. If you're so close-minded as to say that there's no way he'll ever be your president, then it doesn't matter what he does. It doesn't matter if he gets rid of all of your debt and makes your life a thousand times better, because in your closed-minded ways, you will figure out a way to make sure that all that he did was based on evil, and it was only little people and the disenfranchised that end up helping you. Because that's what you have in your mind. Because you are closed-minded, you are not open-minded. The diversity that you seek is the diversity of which you can control. And that's not real diversity. That's closed-mindedness. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text us. Simple and easy. It's simple and easy, too. 323-538-2423. That's the text number. It comes right to me. You can also call us, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
That's right, I said your mama.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
Say what? Say what? Say what? That's right, I said your mama.
A little say what for you on this Monday. Say what? This is weird, and you're going to think about this. I know there's supposed to be no math in the Chad Benson Show. Bill does math. I hear him all the time doing math. 2 4 carry 3 4 as he gets everything ready for this. But okay, Phil, this is not a riddle.
I'm not saying I do it well.
This is not a riddle, producer Phil. But there is something that took place. A rare paradox in time means that both these twin boys are older than each other. Soak that up for a second. Both twins older than each other.
Okay.
What happened was, Samuel Peterson was born at 1:39 on Sunday, the 6th of November. His brother Ronan, cool name, was born 31 minutes later. However, at that point, the clocks had already gone back an hour, meaning that his birth was actually 1:10 a.m. on the 6th of November, meaning that the first one born is actually the oldest, except for the fact that the other one was born 29 minutes before him. How weird is that? That's cool. Like you're it's spinning. I can hear it. I hear the little. No, I'm older. If you're a twin, it matters, right? If you're a twin, it matters. How much would you spend on sneakers? That's just what this guy wants to know. What will you spend? Now, Kanye's Adidas Yeezys, the Boost Moonrock 350s, they go for $200. That is what they go for, but realistically, you can't find them for anywhere under $1,000, up to $2,300. This guy has a pair of shoes, though, a pair of singular shoes. His name is Yu Ming Wu. He owns the store called Stadium Goods. He has a pair of Nikes that are a limited edition Jordans, and it looks like it's a Superman or Eminem Jordan shoe. I'm not quite sure, but it's $23,000 for the shoe. $23,000. That is huge. That is $23,000. And have you ever watched the show with who are the Pawn Stars? Those guys.
Oh yeah.
That Chumley guy is really into the big, the last of the big fat ones, because I think he got work, you know, he took the surgery as well and lost a bunch of weight. He went over to a house with, and this guy wanted to sell, you know, he wanted to sell all the shoes for like $1.5 million. And they're like looking around like that Rick guy's like, are you kidding me? He's like, no, this is what they're worth.
That's a good story. I'm going to have to bring an expert in here to see what I'm actually looking at.
And that's exactly what he said. So they go, Chumley, you know shoes. So they take him over to this guy's house. And there's no way. Like, there's no way. But he has a shoe collection, and it goes back like 20 years. And he would buy two pairs. And he would wear a pair, and then he would keep a pair. And then he collected them through time. And sure enough, man, the value of it was like $1.5 million. For sneakers. For shoes. What, these aren't Bruno Mollies. I mean, these aren't, I mean, these are sneakers. That's crazy, man. That's like the most, I'm wearing Chucks. That's what I have on right now. I think my Chucks cost $30. Maybe 35. That's the most, I can't even, what's the most expensive shoe you've ever had, Phil?
I think I bought a pair of Nikes one time for around $75.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine. I think I have Chucks and I have some boots. When I was younger and I was punk rock, I had my Doc Martens and stuff like that. Those were expensive, but they lasted 300 years, because you could walk through acid with them. That's what it says on the bottom. But I couldn't even imagine spending that much money on a pair of shoes or a handbag.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
I'm going to get you a fanny pack, though. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, awesome. I'm broke.
The Chad Benson Show, Facebook. I want you to look like a German tourist. We'll get you some socks and some sandals, and we'll send you out there.
Awesome.
Text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Call the show as well, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. I don't think I gave out the number once last week. I'm horrible at that. I always get it wrong, too. Ah, who cares? Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.